السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion on the life of Abu Ayyub Ansari رضي الله عنه. We spoke two episodes back about how he was the first host of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in Madinah al-Munawwara. And in our last discussion, we spoke about how Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم went to his home on one occasion when he, Abu Bakr and Umar رضي الله عنهما, were feeling very hungry. And he extended different types of dates. He slaughtered an animal. He asked his wife to make bread. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a piece from there and said, send it quickly to my daughter Fatima. Like we haven't eaten for quite some time, she hasn't had meat in many days. And we spoke about the sacrifice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and the Sahaba. And then how when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the food, the Nabi of Allah's eyes welled up with tears and he said, these are bounties which Allah has given us. We need to be grateful because we will be questioned with regards to these bounties on the day of Qiyamah. So before you eat, say Bismillah. And after you eat, thank Allah. And then we concluded by mentioning that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his two most illustrious companions, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, had eaten the meal at Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's home, the Nabi of Allah told him that, Abu Ayyub, come see me tomorrow. Come see me tomorrow. So Abu Ayyub went the next day. And the scholars write that the reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu to come the next day was because the Nabi of Allah always loved to return a favor. He always loved to return a favor. Subhanallah, he didn't have food. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not have food in his belly, did not have food in his home. His daughter did not have meat for so many days. You and I, if we find ourselves in that circumstance, Allah forbid that we do, because our iman is not so strong that we can tolerate it, but if we find ourselves in that circumstance, we will feel entitled. We will think that the whole world owes us. And if anybody gives us, they are giving us the minimum. We are deserving of much more. But look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's principles. Even though he was hungry, Abu Bakr was hungry, Umar radiallahu anhu was hungry, Abu Ayyub offered them something, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You need to reciprocate goodness with goodness. And that's a principle that we must learn in life. You know, they say in the subcontinent terminology, you must not be a mafatya, that always expecting things from people but not willing to give in return. Always feeling, no, that person gave me, but you know what, that person has a lot. I don't have a lot. No. The Nabi of Allah didn't have much. He didn't have food. But Abu Ayyub did him a favor, radiallahu an. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to return the favor. So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had one servant. And he handed the servant over to Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu and said, the servant is for you. Be good to her. Be good to her. Istawsi biha khayran. That as long as she's with you, be good to her. So Abu Ayyub went back home and his wife saw this servant and said, Abu Ayyub, what's happening here? He said, no, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. And the Nabi of Allah said, we should be good to her. Waqad awsana biha khayran. And then his wife said to him, you know, the only way we can really be good to her, the only way we can really fulfill the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards this servant is for us to free her. Now look at the wife giving good advice, good counsel to the husband. Today, you know, most women would have said, oh, at least now I got some help in the house. At least I got somebody to help me with the chores. But not this woman. She said, you know what, if the Nabi of Allah said be good to her, we must be good to her to the highest extent. And that would mean we must free her. So, and look at the husband. He said, yes, I agree. You are right. And they freed her. They freed her. Subhanallah. This was the character. This was the akhlaq. These was the qualities that Abu Ayyub and his wife radiallahu anhuma had. Now, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu lived for a long time after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he passed away, he was approximately 80 years of age. And the scholars have written he took part in every expedition in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even after the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and right into the time of Muawiyah radiallahu an. And his last expedition was in the time of Muawiyah radiallahu an, when Muawiyah radiallahu an sent an army under the leadership of his son to go and conquer Constantinople. And Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an never missed an expedition. If he missed an expedition, it was because he was busy with another. Now, when they were outside Constantinople, Qustuntunia, Abu Ayyub radiallahu an fell ill, and he was very old already by that time. So they went to him, the Sahaba, and they said, "Do you have any need?" He said, "Look, I've only got one request. Go out to my brothers there in the army and tell them, اقرأ أني السلام على جنود المسلمين وقل لهم, then say to them, Abu Ayyub wants you to go forth with all of your might and all of your strength and penetrate Constantinople and go right into the midst of it and bury me there inside Constantinople. So this was a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he utilized these dying moments as a point of motivation to his colleagues in the army, and then he passed away. And the army then pushed on, and they carried the body of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an. They pushed on, they conquered Constantinople, and when they got there, then they obviously made burial arrangements, and he is buried there today. I've been to Istanbul, alhamdulillah, and I visited the grave of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an. That brings us to the end of the discussion on the life of this great sahabi, the first host and the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take benefit from these discussions and to follow in the footsteps of these great companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.